Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. You should be a specialist from Rami Razi Sheyuchyu. In Sechus Baba Kam, and Samachim and Aleph, and Tosti Bar Masl Gufa Marav, Tosis writes, Vim Toymer Bagozo Kama, Hamarabba Gazel Shalsh Gos, Gudos Begimel Pluto, is for Huslo, Vamdu Al Beis, Perxilo Beis, Chayv Lachsilo Yachas. Tanatuna Gazel Chametz Rabba of Lava Pesach, Amailo Maisi Rayim, Mas Nisim, Chole Gazlonim, Mishalm, and Kishan Sexela. Tosis asks the following question. Later on, Daf Kufei, the Gemara says, Amar Rava, if a person steals three batches of three sheaves, three groups of wheat, shel shagudos, and they're worth three prutas, and now they're worth two prutas, and he gives back two prutas, he still has to give back a third pruta. He has to pay for all three of Bishas Exeva. And we bring a raya that goes a chametz for Rabbah Lava Pesach, that if a person steals chametz, Lava Pesach, he can say, Arei Shel Chalafanecha. But it's mashma. But if he doesn't say, Arei Shel Chalafanecha, if he doesn't have the chametz, then he has to pay Kishas Exeva. So he also has to pay Kishas Exeva. If he already gave back the two prutas, he still has to give back a third. Even though now, the three agudas are only worth two prutas, still he has to pay kishas egzeva. For Akhtosa, why don't we arrive from the Mishnah and call it gazlanim misham kishas egzeva? It's an earlier source, so why bring from gazal chametz over lava pesach? You have to pay kishas egzeva. Bring from call it gazlanim misham kishas egzeva. So Tosa's answer is yeshalom asnis no call it gazlanim lo matzi maisi. You can't bring arrive from the Mishnah that call it gazlanim misham kishas egzeva. The Hasim, because in that case, Yemisa the Gzela Be'ein, if the Gzela would still exist, Habi Abbas HaShavi, he'd have to give it back. And therefore, Kilasa Nami Be'ein, even if it's not still around, Mishalim Kshatz Gzela, he has to give back Kshatz Gzela. So there, by Kolega Zanam Mishalim Kshatz Gzela, it's talking about a case that if the Gzela was still around, he'd have to give it back Mimela. If it's not around, he has to pay Kshatz Gzela. Avogabe Aguda, Yemisa Be'ein, but by Yagabaguda, if it was still around, Rabbi Basa Shavi wouldn't have to give it back. Because Hashalo Shavi Pruta, now it's not worth a Pruta. So you wouldn't have to give it back. You wouldn't have to give the third Aguda back. So Vimina Kila, Dechila, Sanami Lo Misham. You would think that if it's not around, he also doesn't have to give back the third Pruta. Since if it would be around, he wouldn't have to give back this Aguda. So if it's not around, he doesn't have to give back the third Pruta. That's what you would think. So Kamash Malan, then no. You have to give back the third prut anyway. And that's why we bring a raya for Chametz Rabbah Lava Pesach. Maisi Shapir, that's a good raya. Dilu Havi Be'ein Lo Shavimidi. If it would be Be'ein, then it wouldn't be worth anything. Chametz Rabbah Lava Pesach, if it's Be'ein, it's not worth anything. So therefore you would say, then you don't have to pay anything back. And afilu hachayach et alesa bein mishalim kidameikara. But if it's not bein, you have to pay kidameikara. So too, when it comes to the aguda shel pishtan, even though when it's bein, you don't have to pay, but it's not bein, you still have to pay kidameikara. That's why we bring from there. Not from kol gazlanim mishalim kishas egzeila, because there it's talking about a case where the Gzeil would be Bain, it would be a Bas HaShava. You're talking about if the Gzeil would be Bain, it's not a Bas HaShava. And you still have to pay Kishas Gzeila. That's why it brings Chametz Rabbah Lava Pesach, where if the Gzeil was Bain, it wouldn't be a Bas HaShava, because it wouldn't be worth anything. By Chametz B'Pesach, when it's Bain, it's not worth anything. And yet if it's not Bain, he still has to pay. Kishas Egzeila. And so to the Agudos, if it would be Bain, he wouldn't have to give back the third Aguda, but now that it's not Bain, he has to pay back the third Pruta. So Tosis explains the Safi the Gemara later on, if you have to pay Kishas Egzeila, Boifen, that if the Egzeila would be around, it would be worth less than a Shava Pruta. In other words, Shalosh Agudos would be Gemma Prutos, Huzlu Vamdu Al Beis, and then he gave back two prutas. If the Gzela was around, it wouldn't be worth a Shavapruta. So does he still have to pay back a Shas Gzela? But he has to pay a Shas Gzela, even though if the Chametz were around, it wouldn't be worth anything. Zasr Bahana. There you have to pay Shas Gzela, so too, Shal Shagudas became a Prutos and became cheaper. It was only a base Prutos. And he gave back the base Prutus, he still has to give back the third Prutus, Kishas Exel, even though it would be Bain, he wouldn't have to give back the third Aguda. So what if it's study as suffix of the Gemara, Mechai Gavni, you have to pay Kishas Exel or not? So, we're going through the Chlushin of Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kolevsky, that's out, it explains as follows. But it says in Taras Kayanim, in the Pasuk, Vayaki Yechta Vashem, Reishav is Exel Asher Gazel, Reshila Mosad Varosha, Yachu Yeh Meshiv Mishalim, ואל תת משערי גן למשלם תשלומי כפל. ועמד לא אמר גזלה, גזלה הוא משלם, ואין משיב הוא משלם. We see from the Torah's Kayanim that there are two chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv of vehishiv, and there's a chiyuv of vishile. In other words, the mitzvah of vehishiv is mechayev hashavas gzela atzma, and the mitzvah of vishile is mechayev tashlumin shel damim. Vehishiv is the gzela itself. Shilem is tashlumin dam. There was a havamina, the third is Mechayev the Gaz and Mechayev both Chiyuvim. We may shift the Gzeil and also be Mishalim the Dhamim. And we find by a Gan who pays Kefil. So his Kvanim concludes that it's not like that, it's not so. The Gzeil is Kambas, he pays only the Gzeila, the Mechayev the Heshiv. And the Gzeil is not around, he has to be Mechayev the Mitzvah Vishilim by being Mishalim the Dhamim. And Reb Chaim Alevi in the Gzeil of 9.1 proves both Dinim from the Rambam, from Lashon HaRambam. And he's Meramis to the Torah's Kohanim. So again, it says in the Torah's Kohanim, Yochel, yeah, I might think, Meshivu Mishalim, he has to give back the item and he also has to pay for it. Baal Tatman, don't be Tameh, because the Ganim pays Kefal. So he also has to pay twice. Tamalam Gzela, only gives back the Gzela, but he doesn't also have to pay. So again, there are two Chiyuvim. There's the Veheshiv and there's the Veshile. And if you didn't do the Veheshiv of the Gzela, then you have to pay. Alafi Ahavim Mina Shel Taras Kayanim, Shitzarach Lekayim Mitzvahs Veshilim, Mavan Mitzvahs Veheshiv, would appear Pasha that they're two separate mitzvahs that aren't Tluya Zebazeh. And therefore you have to Mekayim both of them. Fi Amaskana, the mitzvah Veshilim, is only around if he can't be Mekayim Veheshiv. He only has to pay if he can't give back the item itself. So the suffix is, does the Torah mean shekol gazlan chayv bebeis chiyuvim? The chalais chiyuv shal mitzvahs v'shilem is not tolerating v'heshiv? She's a mekayim mitzvah v'heshiv, it patters him from v'shilem. They're two separate chiyuvim, just if he does one, he doesn't do the other. We say no. The ganav is only chayv in v'heshiv, and if he's not mekayim mitzvah v'heshiv, then he has to do v'shilem. And according to that, the mitzvah v'shilem is totally mitzvah v'heshiv. It depends on the mitzvah v'heshiv. If it wouldn't be chayv originally mitzvah v'heshiv, it wouldn't be shayv to be mischayv mitzvah v'shilein. Comes in its place. They're telling zebazeh. So it appears that's the view on the suffix of the Gemara, daf kof hei l'das teisvis. If he's chayv to pay money, in an instance where if the gzela was still around, it wouldn't be worth a pruta. But if we say like the second side of the mitzvah v'shilein, is contingent on the mitzvah v'heshiv, and he's only chayev, if originally he was mischayev and v'heshiv, one is telling the other. In other words, according to the second sad, the mitzvah v'shilem is tolerated, if paying back the money is tolerated in v'heshiv. He's only chayev in the money if he's first chayev v'heshiv. And if he can't do v'heshiv, then he does v'shilem. V'shilem is only chal if he's chayev v'heshiv. So then we can say that if the gzeil is around, it wouldn't be worth a pruta, then he's not going to be mischayev. In v'shilem, since the gzeil is not a shavah pruta, so memela, why should he have to do the v'shilem? But if we say like the first side, the mitzvah of shilem is the mitzvah of fnei atzma, it's chol b'shas gzeila, just if he does the veheshiv, then he doesn't have to do the shilem. Then we can say that even if the gzeila was around, and it wouldn't be a chshava pruta, he would still have to pay the damin. Because the mitzvah is not totally in the veheshiv. The veshilem is not totally in the veheshiv. And we don't care about the fact that if the gzeila was around, it would be a chshava pruta. Because there's a separate mitzvah. Besides the paying the very gzeila, he also has to pay back the... he also has the veshilem. So even if it would be a chshava pruta, he would still have the veshilem. And the Gemara brings a raya from Chametz Shavuot Pesach. That it's chayav to mishalim damim if the chametz is not around. Even though if it would be around, it would be worth a chshava pruta. So it emerges that the Maskanas HaGemara, according to Tosfos on the Sugya, it's like the first tzad, the mitzvah veshilem is not in the mitzvah veheshiv. So even though it wouldn't be chayav in the mitzvah of veheshiv, because the chametz wouldn't be worth a chshava pruta, but he still has to do the veshilem. He still has to pay. It's not around. So now we're going to Daf Samach Hei Amud Beis. Samach Hei Amud Aleph, it says that according to Rav, in Tavach U'Machar, Mishalim Kerem Kishas HaGneva, it's talking about where originally it was worth 4, Kishas HaGneva, the behemoth was worth 4 zoos, and in the end it was worth 1 zoos, and he was Tavach U'Machar. And in such an instance, Karen is Kain Shikanav, 4 zoos. And Tashlum Kefal Tashlum Rabba Chamisha is Kishas Hamad Bedin, it's 1 zoos. In other words, it went down in price. When it went down in price, so the Karen, you have to pay at the time, what it was worth at the time when he stole it. And the Shlemer Baba Chamisha, he has to pay Shas Hamad Bedin. And then Rabbi Chanina wants to bring a raya for Rav. And it says that a Balabayas, that was Mafkid, son was Mafkid the Mechefetz, Shibi Hashem Rechinam, and he's tying Tainas Ganav Bikadam. He says it was stolen, he swears, and then he's moided that Bikadam. It's really Biyadu, and then Edom come. So if he was moida before the Eidim came, so he pays Karen B'chaymish. He also brings a Karban Ashen, he didn't quite for a moment with Haver of Nishba L'Shak of Ahayda. But he's Pater Mikefil, being his mother can ask Pater. And if he was only moida after the Eidim came, then he pays Tashlum Mikefil, and he also brings a Karban Ashen. B'chum She'ol Lo Lekfeila. And the Chomish that he pays counts for the kefil. Because the chomesh is given to the balei pikadim, and since he already got his kefil, you don't also have to give him another chomesh. And this is talking about where the kefil and chomesh are the same, and the Gemara explains later on how this works. But if it's not, then he has to pay both. And that's Divrei Rabbi Yaakov. So you see, Rabbi Yaakov says if before the Eidim came he was Maida, then he pays Karen v'chomesh and brings in Asham. But he's pater from kefil. And if after the Eidim came he was Maida, then he has to pay the kefil also. He also brings an Ashen. And we have Das Chachamim. We say the Gabi Kor from Mamon Chaber or Barosha B'chamisho. Chamishiso. So Mamon Amishtalim Barosh. If the Mamon is, if he's only paying the Karen, it's then Moisif Chaymish. But if he's not Mishalim only the Karen, like in our case, where Adam came, and then he was Moideh, Ein Moisif Chaymish. Chachamim hold that if there's a Chi of Kefil, there's no Din Chomish. And even if the Tashlumin aren't the same, it doesn't matter. If there's Kefil, there's no Chomish. Yaakov only patters from Chomish if the Tashlumin are the same. The Kefil and the Chomish are the same. Chum say no. Moment Shein Mishtalim Barosh, if it's not just paying the Karen, but also paying Kefil. When there's no Chomish. Like in our case, he was Moida after the Aden came. So the Gemara says, Katani Mias, Chum Shalom B'Kfeilo Dibreb Yaakov. It's Mashmah, the Kefil and the Chomish are the same. So the Gemara says, what are we talking about? So the Gemara says, we're talking about a case that originally it's worth four. Shas HaGenev, the Bekodim, is worth four. In the end, B'Shas HaMad B'Din was only worth one, Zuz. So the Kefil is a Zuz. And the Chomish is also a Zuz. Because the Chomish you assess according to the Karen. Shas HaGenev. And one-fifth of four is five, is one. Because you assess it after, and you have all five together. After the payment, it's going to be one-fifth of everything. So you see from here, if Karen is Kain Shaganav, and Teshlumei Kefil, and Teshlumei Roch HaMisha, Kishas HaMad B'din, and that's how you have this Tziur, that the Kefil is the same as the Chomish. And therefore, we wouldn't have to pay the... wouldn't have to pay both. And he was Moideh after the Aden came. He doesn't have to pay both if it's the same sum. And here we have a tzir that it's the same sum. So Siako Panam like Rav, that Karen is Kain Shaganav, and the Shlomai Kefil, the Shlomai Rav HaMisha, or Kishas HaMad B'din. The Gemara says, no. I'm Rav Elayla, I'm the Mekar Shavi, I'm originally Kishas HaGenev, the project worth four. And now it's also worth four. And you're going to say to me, wait a second. Kfeila arba v'chum shezuze. Kefil is four zuz. Why is the kefil four? Because originally it was worth four, so the kefil is four. And what's the chomesh? One zuz. So why do you say chum shalob kfeil? Two different sums. Sachamaya skinan. Mochi nishba, b'chazu nishba, arba pami. It was nishba, because it was neginav. And he was Chazir Nishba four times, then he was Moed, then he was Nishba L'Sheker. And the Torah says, you add on a fifth, L'Shen Rabbi B'Chamishi Sov. The Torah says, Chamishi Sov, Karen Achas. In other words, the Nishba, somebody Nishba Kame Pami. And the same Karen can be Eschai V'Karen on every Shvur, Eschai V'Chamish on every Shvur. So it emerges that in the instance of the Braisa, the Chomesh is Arba Zuzim. One Zuzim every Shvur. And the cable is also Arba Zuz. There's really no riot. Could be not like Rav. Rav wanted to say Karen Kain Shaganav Toshim Rav Chamisha Shas HaMad B'Din. No, because that's the only way you have a tzior, that the Karen, the Chomesh, and the Kefil are the same. No. Because we're talking about a case, originally we said that originally it's worth four, in the end it's worth one. So the kefil is one, and the chomish is also worth one. Because the chomish is paid based on the karen, which is shas ha-geneva, and then the kefil is the kishas ha-mad b'din. It's also going to be one, the kefil is one also. So now the verse is no. Really, it's talking about a case where originally it was worth four, now it's also worth four. way that it's the same, the way it's the same amount, it's very simple that he swore four times. That's why he's paying four zuz of chomesh for each shvua. And the cable's also four. That's how it's the same amount. Ad kan midivrei ha-gemara. Kosva Rajbo. Dibra masul batoiva amra. Because Hamishiso, it's to a close of Chomish al Chomish, if I go see him repair Kazal. I'm Rabbi Gabi Gazel, Ksiba Hamishi Sablos and Rabbim, the Tananas and Lassa Kerem Nishbelo al Chomish. I raise the Mosif Chomish al Chomish as she's mad at Kerem Mishabe Pruta. I'm a Hishi Zavlachi, who did Sirklo, Rabbis Chomish's Harbor the Karen Echod. If Shalom, the Mina Shamis Lanami, Shim Shalas and Sakerem Nishbala Chomish Chayo, Kshakaz of a Kofar, Nishba Ben Ali Karen Ben Al Chomish. Like Kol Shekain, Yev Shal Afarish Hashda Danami Dekam Racha Dikishinish Baruch Hazvinish Balachomish 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 Kamar Dar Bal Pam Kamar Vimalchom Shinish Ba Oyalu Ben Kulam Bar Bal Pam Shira Kefal Shidal Zuzim Bo Dikam Le Karen Echad Ben Zechamish Is Harbe Le Karen Echad Ela Kalamish Is Harbe Ad Kan Lashon HaRashbo. In other words, the Rashba brings down the Gemara in Maseches Bava Metzia. The Gemara in Maseches Bava Metzia says that, you know what you learned from the Chamishi Sav? You learned something else. Here we're saying that what you learned from the Chamishi Sav, HaToru Ripsa Chamisha is Harbe B'Keren Achas. What does it mean, HaToru Ripsa Chamisha is Harbe B'Keren Achas? That if a person denies the fifth, each time he denies the fifth, he has to pay it again. Shanishba kama pamim al ota keren. If a person swears numerous times on the same keren, he's chay v'chomish in every shvua. So that's what we learn in our Gemara. In Bava Metzia we learn something else. In Bava Metzia we learn that but the Gabi Gezel says V'chamishisav Yosef Alav. And we learned in the Mishnah that if he paid him the principal and he swore falsely concerning the fifth, claiming that he had paid the fifth and later confessed that he hadn't paid it, so then he must add a fifth to the fifth. Besides paying the fifth about which he had sworn falsely, he must add a fifth of that fifth, and this process continues until the principal, in other words the amount by which he swore falsely, is less than the worth of a pruta. For example, Ruvain denied under oath that he stole 16 dinar from Shimon, so he has to pay 20 dinars. 16 is the principal and 4 is the penalty of the fifth, the fifth of the total payment. So Ruvain pays only 16, swears falsely, and he says he paid the other 4 dinars, and then Ruvain confesses. So then he has to pay Shimon the original penalty of 4 dinars as the new principal, plus 1 dinar as the new fifth. And this process can continue until the amount concerning which Ruvain swears falsely is reduced to less than a pruta. So you see that there we talk about a case where he denies having paid the fifth. That's what you learn from a Chamishi Sav. Now where he denies having to pay the Karen, that each time he denies having to pay the Karen, he has to pay a new fifth. But that each time he denies a fifth, he has to pay it. He has to pay a fifth of that fifth. So tell the Rashba answer is no. If Shalomer demina shamisla nami, you can also learn from that case our case. That she'im kshenasen as a kerem nishba l'choymish chayiv. If he gave the keren, he just swears about the choymish is chayiv. When he's choyzer v'kof of nishba, both on the keren and the choymish, he's certainly going to be chayiv. In that case, he's only nishba on the, he only swore falsely about the keren. And he's chayev. And he only swore falsely about the fifth, and he's chayev. So certainly if he swears falsely about the Karen and the Chomish, he's going to be chayev a Chomish each time. So you can learn from there to our case. V'yif shal afarish hashta danami de ka'amar hacha. And you can't explain now, you can't say that our sugya is talking about nishbar v'chazer v'nishba alachumshin, why don't we say that? Nishba v'chazer v'nishba alachumish. V'alachumish kama. In other words, why don't we say that our sugya is talking about what it says in that sugya? They only swore about the Chomesh. And not that he denied the whole Karen, but the Chomesh. Why? Because the Arba Pamim Kamar. Because then the sum of the fifths will not come to Dalet Zuz, which is the Shear of the Kefil. He wanted to be the Shear of the Kefil, Dalet Zuz, and then Chomesh all over Kfeila. If he swears only about the Karen, then it's not going to come out to Dalet Zuz. That's what he says. In other words, in the case of our Gemara, what is he denying? He's denying each time all four Zuz. If he does that four times, it comes out to four Zuz. But if you say that he's only denying the Chomesh, then he has to pay a Chomesh of that Chomesh, and he does it four times, it's not going to come out, it's going to come out to less than four Zuz, and it's not going to be the same as the Kefil. So that's why the Rashba says that you can't say it's talking about where he just denied the fifth, it has to be denied the whole thing. But it's Mashma Mitvarov, that the schum of the chomshin would be all the shira kefil, then we could say that chom shol bikfelo was talking about where he was nishba al chomshin and not on the karen. And this is difficult to understand, because then it emerges that the chiv of the kefil and the chiv of the chomesh are for two separate chiyuvim, because the chiv of the kefil is for the karen. Since he denied the Karen, he has to pay Kefil. And the Chiyuv of the Chomesh, in the Tzir, in the scenario that we're talking about, is because he was Nishba L'Sheker on the first Chomesh. So how can we say that Yal Chomesh B'Kfeila? How does the Chomesh work for the Kefil? The Kefil is Mitzad the Karen. It's B'Shvila Karen. And the Chomesh he's paying is because he denied the Chomesh. So how could it be that Lu Yitzuri, they'd be the same sum? The payment for the Chomesh and the payment for the Kefil, then the Chomesh would count for the Kefil. They're for two different Chiyuvim. The Kefil is for the Karen, and the Chomesh is for the fifth. So it appears foul, it says Meinu Rabbeinu, that the Rambam says in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, we are commanded to be meshev gzeila if it's still around. Mim nishba, and if he took an oath, but he doesn't have it, then what's the din? B'tosef es chomesh. He has to pay another fifth. Or if it changed to give the value, and that's what it means in the Torah, Veheshev is Gzela. So we see from the Rambam that the Chiv of the Chomesh is part of the mitzvah of Shabbos Gzela, because the Rambam says that he's mischaved to be Meshev Gzela with the Chomesh. He denies having stolen it. So it emerges then that the Chiyuv Keren and the Chiyuv Chomesh aren't two separate Chiyuvim. Chiyuv Chomesh is added onto the Chiyuv Keren, it's included in the Chiyuv Hashavas Gzela. So according to Agum Yashiv the Rashba, that since the Shlomei Chomesh and the Shlomei Keren are two separate Chiyuvim, the male of the Rashba can say that Lu Yitzuyer will be Mischayiv Chomesh. On the Chomesh, the Shir Shal Chiyuv HaKefel, you could say Chum Shiyal Lola B'Kfela, because B'Yisodim they're one Chiyuv, they both come from the Keren. Because the Shlomei Chomesh comes from the Keren, the Shlomei Keren comes from the Kefil comes from the Keren. And we see that in the Rambam. The Chomesh comes from the Keren. It's not a separate Chiyuv. And the Kefil also comes from the Keren. The Mela, you could say Chum Shalom B'Kfela, if the sum of the fifths that he denied would equal the Kefil, then Chum Shalom B'Kfela, because it's the same Chiyuv. But he can't be talking about that case like the Rashi explains, the math doesn't work out. It's a different sum. Chum Shalom B'Kfela only works with the same sum. The Chomesh and the Kefil. But theoretically, if it would be the same sum, then the Chomesh would count for the Kefil, because it comes from the same Chiyuv of the Karen. So Baruch Hashem, you're Zorcha to the Yisoy, that you're Zorcha the Mitzvah Shabbos Gzeila Adi HaChomesh, and that there are two Chiyuvim of in Mitzvah Shabbos Gzeila of the Heshiv and the Shilem, and that we have a lot more to talk about. So please stay tuned for coming to Philosophy Torah Hashem, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom Shalom.